On today's episode of Talking Business, we got Robbie Kubsevich.
Hello, my name is Robbie. I'm a junior at Owego Free Academy. I play soccer. You know, I ski.
Nice.
Yeah, I'm just a student ready to graduate.
All right. Okay. So you're in your junior year.
Yep.
So for people who don't know, Owego Free Academy is just down the street from Newark Valley. It's in the heart of Tioga County. So soccer, you're a soccer player. So
yes.
How was the season this year?
You know, the season this year, it was rough, to say the
really?
Least. Just some rough patches, kids being gone and just not being able to be there some days, and just harder schedule. We lost 19 seniors last year.
Ooh, so yeah.
That's a tough one.
Yeah, it is tough when you lose the older kids, and it can be tough to bounce back. And then you got competition with other sports too. I know the football team just made a run at the States.
First time ever. First time sectional win.
Shout out River Hawks.
Yeah.
That's the name of your school,
that's
man,
That's the
right?
new name, yes.
All right. Sweet. Cool, man. So I thought it'd be interesting. Our chamber does some interface with some of the up-and-coming generations going to different school districts, primarily Newark Valley, but we've been part of panel discussions before.
Okay.
Kind of trying to get an idea of what the next generation's looking to do, like what the interests are. You know, are you find yourself as an 8-to-5 type person, just clock in, clock out, or are you more, you know, are there more people looking to do their own thing in business, right? And so you may or may not know where you're at yet. I mean, that's a pretty big question for somebody. But, I mean, going through school today, you know, I guess what are some of your interests, I guess? We can start there.
So, one thing I really like about my school is I think, especially now compared to a couple of years ago, there is a lot of opportunity that's given to the students. I mean, you have trade, you have opportunities for any type of, like, college major, all sorts of things, even not going to college, not doing trade, just creativity.
I think that schools are doing a good job of trying to present more options. I know when I was coming up, everyone really pushed going to college.
I think it's still a major push, but I'm very happy to see that trades are definitely making an uprise again, because I think we went through a big season where there was a lack in the trade.
Mm-hmm.
And there was just college, and kids who are going to college, you know, in college 2 years before they even know what they want to major in. And they're spending all that money and just wasting it for ultimately maybe even a useless major, you know?
Yeah, and it's like when you go to college, it's you got to look at it as like this is a major investment in myself.
Yeah, for sure.
But you could run a business. That there's nothing that they're going to teach you in college that you're not going to learn. I don't know if I phrased that right, but you're going to learn by being in the business world.
I 100% agree.
Nothing in a textbook that anyone, like school, I would say college is where you learn how to work and you learn how to grind.
Yeah.
And I had a professor say, you walk out of here with a piece of paper says that you're trainable.
Yeah.
But you look at, you're in a population of other people, and I looked at it as like, okay, these are all people going for the same major as me, and we're all going to be competing for jobs.
Yeah.
And it's like, so there's the competitive side of yourself says, well, I want to be better than all these people here, because when it comes down to it, if we all got in line and interviewed for a job today, I want the one to get the job.
Yeah, definitely.
But they don't, like, they kind of tell you that. They kind of tell you how to build a resume. They kind of tell you, but at the end of the day, it's like, no, it's up to you to do the work.
Yeah.
And so I think that college didn't really teach me what am I passionate about? What do I want to do? It didn't tell me anything about what the real world was going to be like.
Yeah, for sure.
Once you get out there, it's like, all right, you know, this is what you see in the textbook, and this is what you, but you don't know what the other side's like.
Yeah. It's definitely, you're really just paying for the paper.
Right.
And like, say you're eligible, you know?
So I guess with all that long-winded combo. Do you have any fears about like what the future looks like for you? Or are you like, I don't know, like what if I get into something and I don't want to do it or don't like it?
I will say that I think that especially where I'm at now in high school, there's a lot of pressure to have to know what you want to do.
Really?
But at the same time, I also think there's a lot of leniency. It's a weird concept.
Tell me more about the press, if you can. I mean, we're not looking to gaslight anybody. But yeah. What do you mean pressure?
You know, everyone around you, like growing up, they're always going to ask you, you know, what you want to do. Every year before the school year, you're met with your guidance counselors, and they're there to shape your future. But ultimately, I think their main goal is to get you into the next Ivy League school. They're just going to push for that greater and better college, but they're really not, you know, looking for your best interest, which is unfortunate because there's a lot of kids out there who fall into that pressure and don't get to say what they want to do, you know?
Yeah, or they're looking at it from a standpoint of like, well, this job pays six figures.
Yeah.
I'm going for that.
And then they get into that job and they're miserable every day. And
the money's not everything.
Yeah, for sure.
And like at the end of the day, when you die, you're like, no one's going to be asking
how
much money did you make? They're going to remember you by like what you did in your community and what kinds of things you did to make people better around you. And, you know, it's things like that.
Definitely.
They're not going to be like, well, he was a pharmacist and he made $175,000. And boy, did he make, he brought home the turkey at Thanksgiving. I'll tell you what. You're like, no one's talking about that.
Yeah, definitely.
So I agree. I wish there wouldn't be, there was pressure when we came, you know, when I went through school too. Mm-hmm. I wish there wasn't, because it's a big decision to go to college.
Yeah.
It's a big decision to come out of college with $80,000 in debt.
I feel that it's seen very lightheartedly too. You know, it's like, that's the next move after high school. There's no other option.
Yeah. There are options. It's okay 100%. To assess, go like take your time. We're not saying here, oh, don't live in your parents' basement till you're 60. But dude, take a minute to regroup. Like you just went through a huge change. You the last 12 years, 13 years of your life, you've been through the school system and doing, you've had structure every day. You were at your schedule, you know, each year is planned out for you. You're around all your friends. You're doing sports. It's like, dude, school's fun.
Yeah.
And one thing I would say is don't, for any juniors and seniors especially, like if I could tell you, if I could do it over, like take your senior year seriously. Yeah. Don't fall into this like midway through the year of like, I only have to go, I got seven study halls. Uh-huh. And it's like, yeah, that's cool. But like, don't let off the gas too, like, or be productive with that time. You have free time. Your biggest resource as a person is your time. It's time.
Yeah.
And how you spend that time, I mean, that's very important. And so I just think that there's a lot of things that like no one was really in my ear about my senior year where it's like, yeah, I've got it covered. I'm going to go work this job and then I'll take a business job somewhere. And it's like, dude, the amount of people I heard at graduation a while ago, business administration. Okay. How many business administration jobs are there? You know what I mean? And it's like, my challenge for any junior or senior in high school is like, hey, see if there's internships that you can do, even if it's in the unpaid in the summer, like try and find things that are interesting to you. Hey, you know, can I come in and observe? Like, even
just
if you're not
that real world experience.
Yeah. Because it's not going to be a waste of your time.
Yeah.
And if you can somehow earn sometimes you got to go out and get it. Mm-hmm. Like your guidance office isn't always going to have the opportunities. Like I think getting the experience is worth way more than a college degree. I could be wrong.
I couldn't agree more.
I'm not sitting here telling anyone not to go get a degree because a lot like you need a job to pay your bills. But like, if you don't know what you want to do, when you go to a 4-year school, they're going to put you through gen eds anyway.
Yeah.
And why not do that for like next to nothing at like TC3 or Broom?
I think it's hard because I mean, for 12 years of your life, you're getting almost like forced to follow the rules to learn things that you don't necessarily want to learn. And it kind of just trains our brain to, you know, not pay attention. And you're only not paying attention because you're not interested and it's being forced upon you.
Right, right.
And I think that that mentality and that being forced on us, it takes away from the, like, I want to go get that. I want to go do this.
Yeah, it takes away the drive.
Yeah, I mean, for 12 years, you've just been told what to do. Uh-huh. And now when no one's telling you to go get it, what are you going to do?
Right,
you
know? Right.
You have to find that in yourself, and you have to see past what it really is, which is, it's a hard thing to do, but...
Yeah. There's, like, New Vision programs where people can go to different work sites and, like, spend part of their day. Those are cool things. Yeah, I feel like I wish that the state would stop, like, mandating Regents exams.
Yeah.
I think they're getting rid of them. And not for the sake of, like, oh, well, they are hard tests to take. But all you do is you, like, curriculum is just built around teaching these people how to pass a test. Yeah,
that's all it is.
But the tests don't dictate how smart a person is.
Yeah, or your future.
Especially when they phrase work questions. It's like, all right, if I'm on a job site and I know what I'm doing and I, because I'm interested in this and I know it front and back and it's what I want to do, it's what I'm passionate about, I'm going to know how to solve the problem. Like, sure, I might have to be good at math. Yeah. I'm going to need to know basic math. And so I'm not throwing away being knowledgeable about the gen eds and stuff. Like, you need to use those. You need to know what your, you know, math and basic skills, right?
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, it's like when you're posed with a problem and you have to think critically on a job site, it's like you're going to figure it out.
Yeah. I mean, it's hard. We're taught to do the complete opposite, you know, to just not use your resources. You got to do it this way and this way only.
Yeah. I don't know. I would say that pressure, sure, there's going to be pressure and you're a junior and you're a senior and all your friends are going to be like, oh, where are you going to college? Yeah. And, you know, it stinks when I'm going to, you know, your friends, like, I'm going to Cornell or whatever. And it's like, all right, great. You know, that's, don't get caught up comparing yourself to everybody else. That's hard because you're around in a social setting with all your friends. You know, that's hard to not get caught up comparing, you know, yourself. I used to hate when people are like, oh, you're going to BCC. It's like the 13th grade. It's like, yeah, well, I'm going to have $30,000 less debt than you.
That's why I'm so grateful to have a mom who's very financially illiterate. And I've been able to be taught those things. You know, someone tells me they're going to this $60,000 private school. I'm like, great for you. I'll have the same degree. I went for 2 years. I spent, $10,000, and you're going to be $120,000, maybe more in debt, you know?
Yeah, it's like, well, they need to go have the college experience. It's like, do they? I mean, what is the college experience? Going and getting and partying and being away from your parents? It's like, you could do that, like,
without paying. Yeah.
You know, rent an apartment, get a job while, you know, caution people about getting jobs while they go to college or whatever, because college can be a full-time gig too, but you know, I don't know. It's a balancing act. You're going to figure it out. You're going to figure out what works for you. But yeah, I'm just relating from when I was doing that pathway. I don't know. I didn't know what I wanted to do.
That's why I wish that high schools would focus their shift on the real life skills that you're going to need outside of school.
Yeah. Or what work satisfies you, right? Because I didn't realize that I didn't want to sit at a desk for 8 hours a day and be on the phone. And when I realized, I'm like, I'm not making any impact in this job. Like, if you're someone who needs to make an impact and you want that satisfaction and be like, no, you know, I met a lot of people, or I have a big network, or people know me because of what I do in the community. Mm-hmm. Like, that's important to me.
Yeah.
I didn't know that until just the other year, and I'm 30 years old.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just still learning. I'm figuring it out, man. Like, it's so, I would say, and you're going to learn this, is just forget about the pressure, forget about the expectations. Like, it all doesn't matter. None of it matters. The expectation, you're either going to figure it out or you're not.
Yeah. That's why I think what you said is very important, because we're just taught to, you know, work every day until you have this money to live, but mean, can't you be living and making money at the same time? Because so many people put their identity in their job when they're older.
Oh, yeah.
And then
yeah.
they lose themselves. They forget who they are.
Yeah.
And they're not having fun while they do it.
Yeah, that's why I think just as important as figuring out, like, in order for you to know what you want to do, you got to figure out what you're passionate about first.
Yeah.
And build the career or business or whatever around that.
Yeah.
So let's jump into a couple of hot topics real quick.
Okay.
We talked a little bit about career and mindset and stuff like that, but do you tell me a little bit about, or do you know about AI?
I know a little bit. I know that, well, I can tell you that I believe that if you're young right now, I think whether people like it or not, I think that the most important thing you could do right now is to study AI because, you know, whether we like it or not, it's going to be the future. And I think that many jobs are going to open up with it. Many jobs are also going to close with it. So I think it's definitely something very important to know, to learn, to understand. I think it can be used to benefit, and I think it can also be used for evil.
Mm-hmm.
But it just depends on how you go about it. And yeah.
Do you see it being used a lot in school?
Definitely. Again, good and bad. You know,
right.
Part of it's just using a resource and that, but part of it is cheating and just,
sure.
you know, getting out of easy work that you're capable of, that you don't right. need a access source that right. you can put together, but out of laziness.
Write my thematic essay.
Yeah. That's one negative I see is I see a lot of laziness coming out of it.
Mm-hmm.
I think they've already proven that humans are getting dumber, you know, by the minute or whatever.
Sure.
Because it's just an easier way out.
Yeah. Yeah. I think we're lazy. I think people are maybe naturally lazy. Maybe not. It might not be a true statement, but nature is naturally lazy.
Yeah.
You talk about entropy. I think that's the right word. You know, nature's naturally lazy. And if we have a tool that's going to do stuff for us, I don't know. It's interesting because where do you see the world being in 10 years with this AI stuff? Do you think it's going to be everywhere you go? Every you go to McDonald's, you're going to talk to an AI person at the window opposed to a cashier? What do you think? Do you think it'll get that far?
I don't know. I hope not. I hope that it always stays kind of where it's at now. You know, it may be growing, but I think in the realm of where it's at with, like, it's not really taking over jobs and taking over just everyday life yet.
Do you hear a lot about, like, the rising price in goods a lot? Do you hear, like, how people are like, oh, everything's so expensive?
Yeah.
So one of the reasons why that is is because people are earning more money.
Yeah.
Wage growth. And the demand for products is strong. So what if you took away the wage and then would the prices come down? Maybe not. But I'm a little bit afraid that the jobs that make $15 to $20 an hour that don't require specialized
yeah.
skill
uh-huh.
are going to get replaced with these things.
Which is very possible and scary.
And then this isn't to rag on the McDonald's worker, yeah. or but they're making $15 to $20 an hour.
I think they might be making a little more. Yeah. I think McDonald's pays pretty good, actually.
Yeah, the new workers at McDonald's are, like, negotiating their salary.
I mean, especially to get someone to work today, it's, like, the most impossible task ever.
What's up with that? What are you seeing amongst your peers? Is it true that, do you think it's true that, like, there's a younger generation has less motivation to work and earn money at a young age? Or do you think that's just the older generations just being critical of the younger people?
Yes and no. I think that there's a major drive for younger kids to make money. But I think the major drive, it's perceived as easy. And, like, when you see people, for example, I mean, have you ever heard of drop shipping? It's like a form of e-commerce.
Yeah, like Shopify.
Yeah. So that was a huge thing at one point. And, you know, you see one person make, he's a multimillionaire from it. Then you have a ton of people jump on it. And then he starts selling a course how to do it. But then they do it for a month and they don't make any money, and then they quit. And then they're like, you know, like, why would I keep working for this?
Right.
So it's just...
So they're more or less looking to get rich quick.
Yeah. I think the drive is there, but I think the way it's perceived and the way that social media makes it see, it's just so not what it is.
Not realistic.
Yeah.
So you think that social media is dictating the desires and goals of young people, maybe?
100%. I mean, every kid you see has a phone.
Right, right.
And most of those kids are on social medias. And, I mean, depending on your feed,
right,
if you're seeing people make money, you're like, oh, money.
Why don't I have that?
Yeah.
How come I don't have that?
It's all the comparison.
It's that's a terrible way to live.
Yeah.
That's
it's hard.
That's definitely got to be strong, and then that probably plays into some like self esteem, self worth. Like, they see all these people on with their, you know, you see Jake Paul and whatnot. And,
yeah,
he was a Disney guy. Now he's fighting Mike Tyson, stuff like that. I
mean, I also think that, there needs to be some like originality. Like, your job path should be yours.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, a lot of jobs today, like with online stuff, like you see people day trading, like all this stuff just to make money quick. And then everyone wants to do it. But, you know,
the memes,
they lose a ton of money. It's just everyone
they
wants
take their lunch money and they buy, you know, coins or whatever.
I mean, everyone wants the easier way. And that's what it's perceived as, is it's easy.
They're taking shortcuts. It's quick hit money.
Yeah.
A little quick profit. But you don't want to take those types of shortcuts because that can get reckless.
Yeah.
And it can end up hurting yourself in the long run. But you don't think that people are interested in like long term careers. Like, if I asked you, hey, here's a company, ABC, and we'd like you to work 40 years here, what's your initial reaction? Dude, that's a long time.
That's a
commitment, man. That's settling down with the family here. There's so many things that stem from that.
In school, I was just doing a research project. It's said that today kids our age will go through 18 different career paths, or 4 different career paths with 18 different jobs.
I believe it.
I believe it too. I mean, I think there's still a drive for a long-term job. Like, I see that a lot with medical stuff, you know, people who want to go into the medical field.
But there's high burnout rates in medical.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a tough industry. It takes a certain type of person, for sure.
But yeah, I believe it. I think especially back to social media, scrolling, you know.
It's
just that dopamine.
Wow, that scrolling. That's what I was doing out in my car. Well, I didn't even see you guys pull up. And I'm like, well, where are they? And I'm like, all right, man, go back to the scroll. It's so easy.
It's so bad.
It's a loop.
I was watching this video. I was scrolling up till late. I mean, the time just passed. And I see this video, and it basically explained how every day you wake up, your dopamine level resets, which can be used for your advantage, but most people aren't using it. Because when you wake up in the morning, you get on your phone, you start scrolling again, your dopamine level is brought all the way back up. So then when you have to go to your job, when you have to work, your productivity levels are going to be so low because all you want
is to scroll.
Oh. So now before school, I leave my phone on the charger. I don't go on it. And I mean, it's working.
It's working.
I like it. It's hard some mornings. Some mornings I just want to, you know, get on my phone.
So
but
my problem is I don't even open up my phone for the intention of scrolling.
Uh-huh.
I open it up to answer a phone call.
And then it's just right
and
there.
And then it's right there.
It's
and like
it's screaming at you.
I'm like, yeah, I haven't checked out what's on YouTube.
Really. Yeah.
And then it's like 25 minutes. And I'm like, oh, I still got time. And then you kill an hour. I feel terrible after it. I'm like, what am I doing?
It's just the attention span. Like, back to the job part, with all the scrolling and all the young kids, like, the attention span of me, myself, and everyone my age is so low that I think you can get
You've gone 24 minutes so far, so that's good.
I mean,
you're doing good right now.
It's good to hear, but I think just people get bored in jobs. I could totally see, you know, I mean, kids I know or myself getting in a job for a couple of years and being like, you know, screw it, I'm ready for something
right. What's
else?
Yeah, where it's like there's got to be motivational factors to keep for growth in a job, yeah. And you know, a lot of people don't want to stay level. They don't want to move laterally, right? Or maybe they do. I don't know. I feel like that's a growing trend. It was a trend when I first started out in the workforce as well. It was like the average person now just wants to stay for 2 years and then and jump to the higher pay grading, paying job.
I was just going to bring
job hopping, which job hopping has slowed down some in the last few months with pay raise, you know, increasing payrolls and pay rates, you know, wage growth not being as robust as it was a few years ago. But when you had during COVID, you had, I think that there was a lot of people retiring during COVID or something, but it created this job hopping scene during like 2019, 2020, 2021. Tons of people job hopping, and that kind of contributed a little bit to like with wage growth and stuff and price of goods and things like that too. But I don't know. It's going to become more of a trend probably in the future. But if you own your own business, so that kind of segues into a good conversation of if you're someone who wants to own a business, you can't just start a business and then quit after the second year. It takes like 5 years. It
takes a while.
So is that something that you feel like the route you might go?
Definitely. And if it's not a business, I just...
Or contracting, landscape, something.
I definitely don't want to fall. I don't want to go to college. I know that for myself. I just don't want to fall into that kind of scheme. Mm-hmm. I'm definitely thinking about starting a business or picking up contracting. I have a great opportunity to go work in South Carolina and take over my grandparents' business.
Oh, sweet.
Which he does, like, mudding, like, spackling.
Nice. It's hot down there, dude.
Yeah. I mean, especially to have the opportunity of where he's already grown it, and then I would be able to shift and make it what I want it to be.
Yeah.
Which it kind of contradicts what I was saying, because then I feel like I'm taking the easy way. But
it's not going to be easy, man. It's still not going to be easy. Just because a business is built there. I mean, I would say that's more or less you're setting yourself up for success.
Yeah.
And taking a business that's already matured.
Yeah.
And there's nothing wrong with that. Changing ownership. There's nothing wrong with, I want to be a business owner. I have to decide, do I want to buy a business or do I want to start it myself?
Yeah.
There's, you know, nothing wrong with buying a business.
Yeah, but I'm definitely pushing towards the business area. If it's not in contracting, I've fallen in love with, you know, like video editing.
Oh, really?
Like, I love using drones, putting together clips, traveling. I just want to travel.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of my passions. And that's, I hope, as I'm getting older, I always keep that and I remember that. And I don't let the money or the job or the world tell me that I have to forget about that and just do something because I have to, you know, make this amount of money.
Or you got to suffer because everyone else is suffering.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, it's... I think with business and or anything, there's going to be a little bit of a transition, and transitions are... There's pains to those things.
Yeah.
But once you get through it and you figure it out, right?
Yeah.
And then if you own your own business and you get some good people working for you and can... good project managers, if it's contracting, okay, then you can also... not saying that you want to just pick up and leave, but during slow season, right? If there's slow season, you can go travel. You have the flexibility to travel if it's 2 to 3 weeks. And obviously owning your own business, I'm speaking a little freely on that because I'm sure there'd be some businesses listening to this saying, yeah, I get no time to that.
Yeah.
But it's all about how you run your business.
Yeah, for
you know?
Sure.
If you don't have time for yourself and you're feeling yourself burn out or whatever, okay, well, invest in a really good person that you can rely on.
Yeah.
Right? To run the operation while you're doing other things.
Yeah, for sure.
You know?
Yeah, it's very valuable.
Cool, man. So, do I have a fun closer? Okay, if you could start a business tomorrow with no risk... So, like, no risk, don't worry about it going out of business or anything. If you could start a business tomorrow, what would it be?
Oh, that's a good question. Wow. Oh, there's a lot of ways I could go.
I'm thinking of one for myself too. If I could start a business tomorrow without, like, what would it be? What am I good at? That's the problem.
I would say I would want to start, like, a business within myself. Like, I would want to almost, how do I word this? I would want to be the value. I don't necessarily know I'd want to be selling something or doing something, but, like, if I'm thinking videoing or just
being a video editor. Or,
yeah, like, I mean, or there's
travel. You could take people on trips.
Yeah, there's people. I know this kid that he graduated from my school. Mm-hmm. He got an internship through this guy. He got good, you know, after a year he left and he traveled. He just took a random trip out of his passion. He went to Bali, Indonesia.
Mm-hmm.
And in that trip he met tons of people down there with the same passion, and he got hired by this guy too. So his travel is paid. And he gets paid, well, I think, $500 per YouTube video plus whatever they make on, maybe not ads, but views. So, I mean, he's getting, like, full-time gig. Yeah, all his pay is traveled. He's eating with them. I mean, they're out meeting new people. And then he had another guy that wanted him, and he flew him out to Africa for a trial. And this guy has, like, 4.7 million followers on Instagram. You know, just a kid with a dream who everyone was doubting, you know, mm-hmm. like it's such an unlikely job career to get in.
Yeah.
Took a shot and just went somewhere out of his own passion, and look where it took him, you know?
You never know. You just never know what doors might open if you just allow, don't be closed off. Don't be so rigid. And I think that you see some of the successful businesses and people, they're more free. They do their work and they get their work done, but they are creative.
Yeah.
They're open to opportunities. They keep their eyes open, right?
Yeah, for sure.
And so not just head down in the books or head down in the on the job, right? It's sometimes opportunities open up just by being present and being out, you know, doing what you want to do, right?
Yeah,
and
for sure.
So I guess from a business for myself, well, we got this podcast equipment. It'd be cool if I could start a business doing this podcasting, but I don't know. I think that's,
you never know when when your episode is just going to boom. Yeah, you're going to look one day and you're going to say, whoa,
man, you know? Who are all these people? I think it'd be cool to, like, I don't know. I guess maybe start a business if I got good enough to do, like, a fishing charter maybe or something. Or actually, you know what I would want to do? I would want to buy a huge piece of land, put this massive barn on there, and just take in stray dogs.
Okay.
And have, like, not just, like, there would need to be money for good trainers and whatnot, because I feel like a majority of them would be pitties. There'd be a lot of pit bulls coming through. And I don't want to get my arm bit off, but we would need some trainers and some of those dog suits that you see the police dogs, like, attack. You know, you need some of those. But I would want to take in, I have a super soft spot for dogs.
Yeah.
I mean, cats too, but primarily dogs. It'd be a dog haven. I would want to start a dog haven. Yeah.
That'd be sweet. Yeah. I got one more question for
you. Yeah.
If you made it right now, and then you're a multimillionaire, you're set for life.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to work another day. Would you still work, or would you go pursue something else?
Because would I work my current job?
Would you just work in general? Because I think a lot of boredom opens up when.
Yeah, there's only so much stuff you can do. I would still work because there would be perks for benefits, insurance. You want to work at least 10 full years to qualify for Social Security, Medicare, those things. I think it'd be a little bit more fun going to work and having, like, no, like, there's like, well, I don't really need this job. I think that'd be cool to, like, not be in a boring job and not be like a menace, but I think it'd be interesting to have that career with like no pressure.
Yeah.
That's something that would be interesting. I would work. I would still work. Whether it's just something that a project that I want to do, because I'm like the type of person, I feel like I need to, I've done something.
Yeah.
I don't feel good if I don't do anything. I would definitely be working out a lot more. Like I would work out every day.
Uh-huh.
Still, maybe like a part-time job would be something, you know, but I'd still work. Still want to get those bennies and the credits, you know?
Yeah.
And plus, you know, if I sit around the house, I'll just do work. Yeah. I'll just do work around the house, and then that's no fun. But, so, yeah, work can be good, but you got to do what you like.
Definitely.
Cool, man.
Well, thank you for having me on.
Yeah, man, it's been fun.
It has been.
Maybe we'll have you on again.
That'd be awesome.
Maybe, yeah, when you're getting closer to graduation or something, or sooner. We'll see.
Sweet.
We'll see. Thanks a lot, man.
Yeah, thank you.